nothing, it seems today, is without controversy. Even the film Avatar has resulted in objections from diverse corners. A recent front-page story in the New York Times noted that a variety of groups and individuals have found the sci-fi film problematic. As you would imagine, various religious groups were bothered by what they saw. But doesn't it seem that there's always a religious group bothered by one thing or another? Given that there was no overt nudity or sex in this film, you'd think that religious folks would have nothing to complain about. Except one group apparently did observe nudity that I missed. The organization, which identifies itself as a Family Guide to Movies and Entertainment, posts on its site, and I've got to assume that they're doing this with a straight face, that there is some upper female nudity on aliens, 10-foot-tall humanoid creatures nearly naked throughout the movie with partially nude breasts, and they continue, and with very thin alien clothing. So if alien nudity disturbs you, don't see Avatar. But if you thought that religious organizations are only concerned with flimsy alien clothes, don't fear. There are also complaints about the religious philosophy of the aliens as well, for as you might imagine, these aliens didn't have the Bible, and they weren't monotheists. One site called them pagans. In the daily newspaper in Vatican City, the critic says the film gets bogged down by a spiritualism linked to a worship of nature. Somebody else refers to the movie as being about pantheism. But don't fear, nudity and religion aren't the only problems. There are anti-smoking groups that are upset that one of the major characters smokes. And there are other folks annoyed that the female aliens aren't as strong or as muscular as the male aliens. And there are those in China who see in the film, which revolves around a corporation trying to force the natives of the alien planet to leave their homes so mining of ore can take place, as similar to what is happening now in China, where residents are being forced to move to make way for property development. Clearly, Avatar, which today became the highest grossing movie in history, has touched a nerve. Or should I say, it's touched many nerves. But isn't that exactly what good entertainment should do? Even science fiction. It taps into broader ideas and themes. And while I enjoyed the movie, for me it wasn't the story that got me jazzed. It was the 3D. As I sat in that theater and I looked around and saw dozens of kids with their parents, I realized that someday in the future, those kids would take their children to the theater or they'd be watching large screen TVs at home, all of which by then would be 3D. And those kids would be telling their kids about how they saw the first great 3D movie. It's like my parents telling me about radio and the advent of TV, and others telling their kids about what TV was like before it was in color. Avatar won't be talked about because of the story, but rather because it will usher in the age of 3D, and future generations won't be able to understand how we ever lived without it. And just in case you're concerned about the storyline and wonder, is there some deeper hidden meaning to the film? Let me remind you what Freud once said. Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, and a movie is just entertainment. I'm Robert Barr, rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. I encourage you to look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, or go to our fan page on Facebook. And as always, thanks for listening.